Welcome here to the Mackey Motors pregame show. Find new roads again at Mackey Motors in Lake City. And congratulations, of course, to Mackey Motors in Lake City 15 years in a row for their service award. And congratulations to them for that. We are coming to you live here as well from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Jeff Blankman joined right now here in the pregame by the co-head coaches for the Arweva Rockets as they get ready to take on Glidden-Ralston over here in Glidden tonight. Isaac Schaefer's and Austin Stolk joining us. And guys, as always, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us.
You bet, guys. You guys pick up a nice win last week. Let's start with you, Isaac, on the defensive side of the ball. Xyriel Corn-Kimbleton had some success. They look like a team that ran the ball a lot against you guys last week. You're going to see something similar tonight with Glidden-Ralston and the fact that they want to pound the football. Are the offenses similar, or are they just similar in the fact that they want to run the football?
I mean, kind of like you mentioned there, philosophy-wise, it's pretty similar. I've seen. We make the pull a lot in off-C for our DNs. We just got the off-C to follow with the pulling guard and off-C with the guy who's getting trapped, got to stay his ground. Linebacker-wise, and our D-backs got to fill. So, I mean, philosophy-wise, basically the same, just off-C, little different formations and how they apply that philosophy.
Did you guys have to change much up defensively this week?
Not terribly much. Just obviously, again, it's more rebound our cues, executing off-C. Knowing what type of offense Glidden has, they kind of just pound the ball, and then they get that one little PA or play action over the top, and that's where you get burned. So obviously, just gotta be fundamental and just read the cues here.
How's the matchup look up front for you tonight on the defensive side of the ball?
I mean, kind of like last game. I mean, I think we match up okay. Obviously, I mean, obviously they have some pretty big dudes. And we have fast dudes, so we'll see which one is a little better than the other. But we kind of learned from our mistakes from last game, and obviously he's got to follow down and obviously be physical here. That's the main point, because we know Glidden's going to be physical right out of the gate, so we just got to match that physicality.
Colby Wallace, their quarterback, of course, only threw it six times last week, but carried it 25 times as well. How do you guys contain him in that running game and not let him be the guy that hurts you and force, you know, one of their other guys and one of their other running backs to maybe try and do some damage?
Again, kind of like I just mentioned to you, just obviously D-line's got to penetrate the holes that they're supposed to do. Then obviously without defense, that allows the linebackers to obviously come up and make the play. Then obviously, like we mentioned, they're going to just pound the ball and try to go over the top here and there. Just D-backs got to obviously realize that and obviously don't allow that. So,
what are you telling?
Game plan is obviously to be physical.
What are you telling the defensive backs to look for on those passing downs, or you know, on the downs where Glidden's going to fake that run and throw the football?
In the cues here, so obviously on your play action, those passing, they're not going to block super hard. So obviously, if that tight end is blocking hard, it's probably a good chance it's going to be a run. Obviously, if they barely touch that DN and then they shoot out, obviously it's going to be a pass. So just got to read the fine cues. Again, they know what to do. Just they don't need to panic and obviously make play here.
Let's flip over to you now, Austin, on the offensive side of the ball. I really liked what I saw from Blaine Smith, and you guys kind of talked about him in our preseason preview interview as well. But 28 to 33 last week, you were also able to carry the ball 29 times, so balanced as you want to be in the play calling. What did you see from your offense last week, and did anything surprise you?
Yeah, I'd say right away, Jeff, early in the first quarter, we were able to kind of establish a running game, and that helped open up the passing game. In the second quarter and start of the third quarter, we were getting just a little bit fatigued, I would say. And give EHK credit. Offensively, they were just pound, pound, pound. They'd spread things out and pound, 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 and wear down our linemen. And we got at least two linemen at all times that are playing both sides of the ball. We were able to establish right away on the running game, open things up in the passing game. Blaine made some really nice decisions. He knows a couple things he need to work on. One of his interceptions was just a bad read. And the other one was just the fact that he needed to step up in the pocket and just be a little bit more patient and trust the guys ahead of him. But Blaine threw some really nice balls. If you go back and watch the film, you know, they drop right in the spot that they need to drop. And Blaine, it's just a matter of, he's got to gain the confidence. He's talented enough. He's got the smarts. It's just a matter of him being confident enough to make the play. And I feel like in the second half last week, he really opened up and did that for us.
You mentioned how the Spartans kind of pounded when they had the ball. That's going to be similar to what Glidden's going to try to do this week. How do you keep those guys that are having to go both ways up front fresh enough that you don't have that spell like you did? You said you did in week one where you maybe got a little bit tired.
You run them more the few days before. Jeff, we hound on hydration, potassium, getting the right electrolytes during the week. And then we look down the line at a few of our younger guys and we say, hey, we need you guys to go in there one or two plays and do this job or do that job or fill that gap or do that blocking scheme, wherever the case may be. You guys are the next man up. There was a point on Friday night in the fourth quarter, we had two of our starting linemen out with just minor dings. They're back this week, but the next men up understand that they're the next men up, and it's time for them to play varsity football. And I think they're on full understanding of that. And if they can step in for a play or two for us in a couple drives, to give a couple of our linemen the breaks, that's critical at certain points in the football game.
Coach, as far as getting that run game established, you want to do that. You said that opened the pass game last week. I'm assuming Glidden going to try to take that away. What do you expect to see from them defensively, and how do you go about getting that running game established to be able to work the pass game off it?
Glidden, they kind of run a unique defense they have for as long as I can remember. It's kind of three guys up with two middle linebackers. A lot of times one middle linebacker is going to be blitzing a gap, and then they kind of have a deep safety and then two deep cornerbacks on the edge, just kind of playing a three deep type zone. And at times it's hard to read as a quarterback, and our wide receivers, our guys have done a really good job this week of dialing into, finding holes and what their zone is kind of going to look like, and just taking what they're going to give you. You're not going to get the long ball against these guys. They're not going to allow anything over top with a deep safety at about 11, 12 yards. And as far as running the football, it's going to be tough to run the ball at the middle, even as we're spread out. It appears that when they're spread out, last week when Glidden got spread out defensively, they still had five guys loaded in the box, so it's going to be tough to run the ball interior. We'll try to get the edge on them. Maybe some sweeps, some off direction stuff, some motion stuff. And obviously we're still going to run the football interior. And we'll just see how things play out from there. But like I said, hopefully we can establish on the ground to open up the passing game and kind of have a balance like we did last week.
Austin, this is kind of a rivalry from even back in the days when you played and even before you played. And I know you guys not in the same district, but this game still means something. You hear coaches sometimes say these non-district games don't have the same meaning. It doesn't impact playoffs or whether or not you make them or not. But this game, I get the sense, still means something to you guys.
Yeah, it does. And we told the guys, last year we got their number. They played a good football game. We just played a better football game here at our place last year, non-district game as well. We kind of told the guys, they're going to be ready to beat us at their home place now. It's not necessarily a deal of district or non-district. It's a matter of, we got their number last year. It's also, we got two teams that are 1-0, coming in on week one victories. And, keep the momentum rolling is a big thing. And our guys understand that, they're going to be physical. They're always, like you said, historically, they're a physically football team. It goes way back. And that's just fine. We have to deliver the punch right back to start the football game, right from snap one and set the tone on our end.
Well, guys, appreciate you joining us here in the pregame. Wish you the best of luck. And Coach Schaefer's, I'll be looking forward to chatting with you for the scoreboard show following the game. So guys, best of luck and thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach and co-head coaches Isaac Schaefer's again and Austin Solka, the Arweaver Rockets. We'll be back with more of our Mackey Motors pregame show. Craig Lynch, the head coach for the Wildcats, going to be joining us next right here on 93.7 KKRL.